Tosfos on Chav Dalad and Menalav that continues from Chav Gimel and Beis, very famous Tosfos of Inatam Shita. We have a list of Macholos Asuras. You're not allowed to eat Pasa B'Cholim, you're not allowed to eat Treifa, Nevela, all kinds of things. Orla, Kloya Kerem, Chametz Bet Pesach. Then we have from the things that are Asa B'Achila, they have a list of things that are Asa B'Ano. Many of the things Asa B'Achila Muta B'Ano. Then from the things that are Asa B'Ano, that's further divided into two categories, Nisrafim and Igborim. That's the Mishnah, the end of Maseches Tmura, the last Amud Beis and Tmura. Some of the Yisuri Hano Atunim Sreifo, you have to burn them. Orla Klara Kerem Pigal Naisatame Atunim Sreifo. And others are just Nigborim, you have to dispose of them. Doesn't mean you have to bury it, but you have to dispose of it. And the Mishnah says Kol Hanisrafim Lo Yikovru, whatever is supposed to be the Sreifa, you shouldn't just dispose of it, because you're not mekayim the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah dafket to burn it. And then kol hanigborim la yisarfu, whatever is, let's say basa b'chalov, is also b'hanoah machleg satanoim. We pass kem basa b'chalov deraisa is also b'hanoah. Basa b'chalov derabban is muta b'hanoah. It's a mishnah and chulin perikol basa. So basa b'chalov is asa b'hano, basa b'chalov deraisa, but you're not allowed to burn it, the Mishnah says. Kol hanigborim lo yisarfu, because hanisrafim afra mutter. When you burn oil on klay akerim, the ashes are mutter b'hano, the afran mutter. And if someone is going to burn the basa b'chalov, he may think that he's allowed to get hano from the ashes. So the Mishnah says, kol hanigborim lo yisarfu, because you'll make a mistake. You'll think that the ashes are mutter, and call on nisrafim lo yikavru, because you're not mekayim the mitzvah of sreifa. So the Gemara later learns out from Sukkin the Shor HaNiskal is also b'hano, because the pasuk says it's a mem aleph a mem aleph. This is quotes the Gemara. It says Hashor Yisakel. What is a Shor HaNiskal? And the Chumash it only says Shor HaNiskal. Hashor Yisakel says by Shor Shaharagas Adam, says Asher Yisokel the Gamba all of Yumas. How does it say Asher Yisokel v'la Yochel as Besarai u'bal Asher Anoki? Then by Shor Amud Shaharagas Adam says Asher Yisokel the Gamba all of Yumas. What do you mean Gamba all of Yumas? The owner of the Shor who killed for the fourth time gets the death penalty. So the pasuk continues, it doesn't, not to be taken literally. Doesn't mean that. He deserves to have misa b'nei shamayim, but he doesn't get any misa b'nei shamayim. He's supposed to pay kofer. Kofer kapora, so he's supposed to pay the kofer and he gets a kapora. But by short time it says, Asher Yisokel, v'lo yachal es besora bal Asher Anoki. The bal Asher is not chai misa b'nei shamayim by short time. But it says, Asher Yisokel, the gamba all of you, Asher Yisokel, v'lo yachal es besora. Ubala Shanoki. So the Gemara quotes a brisa, Tana Rabbanon, and then Aleph and Aleph. It says, Hashor Yisokel v'lo yochel es besora. If you give the shor skila, whenever a kosher animal dies a natural death and it didn't have a proper shechita, so it's an isur of nevela. So what do you need a pasuk v'lo yochel es besora? Mimash mishanam Hashor Yisokel yisokel ashor. Any dash in the veil in the veil asur bachil mata malam lachil as besorai. What I need a pasuk, you're not allowed to eat it. If you gave skila, obviously it's also bachil, it's in the veil. Magad lach hakasuv. The pasuk means to tell me that even if shchot alach shenik madinoi is also also bano, also also bachil, it's also also bachil. Then the brisa continues ve'en li ela bachil bano minan tam leimar. You have a pasuk, a whole yafusa, a whole 20 lines in the Gemara. The Rosh Hashanah Niskal is also b'hano. What does it say by Ashor HaNirva? What does it say by Ashor HaNirva? It never says that it's also b'hano. It never says that you're not allowed to eat. It says by Ashor HaNirva. Anybody know the pasuk? That's a behemah taharogu. The behemah also gets the death penalty. But it never says that it's asabana. The Mishnah assumes that it's asabana. The Mishnah in Zvachim assumes that the Shor HaNirva, which is where you make a Gmar Din Lamisa, that the Gmar Din makes it Osamana. There's HaPema Tarog, which says, yeah. Tesis quotes some of the Balei Tesis thought that the Osamana is only Shor HaNiskal over here. Amen Malafim and Alfim, Bobakam, and Parshas Mishpatim. The whole Yalfusa is from Sukkim and Parshas Mishpatim, Ashosha Argos Adam. There is no pasuk over there by Shor HaNirva, Shor HaRaveh of Shor HaNirva. There is no pasuk over there. There's a pasuk that the Shor gets the death penalty. And the Mishnah in Sanhedrin discusses, Adam Chota, Behema Mechota, what Avera did the Behema do? Behema apparently has enough sechel to know not to kill a human being. That we assume. That we discussed. The Ramam and the Mar Nebuchim says that giving the skila to the Shor is a punishment to the Balo Shor. Can't be a punishment to the Shor. The Shor is a la bardas. How can you punish the Shor? So the Ramban ala Torah quotes the Ramam and the Mar Nebuchim, even when he disagrees with the Ramam. He quotes the Ramam with great respect. He quotes the Ramam, says it's a punishment to the Balo Shor, and he says, with all due respect, isn't that only according to the opinion of the Tana that Shor Hefker, Shor Agasa Adam, is not Chayiv Misa? But we don't pass them like that. We pass them the Shor HaMidbar. They have signs up downstairs about the Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaMedaber. In Yiddish folklore, they tell about the Balabas, who had to learn Mishnayos. He had Yartzeit for his father, had to learn Mishnayos. So he borrowed someone's Mishnayos, and he gave it back, and he came across this strange Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a Behemah and knows how to talk. And no one knew what he was talking about. They say the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, was the Tzemach Tzedek, so he understood what Mishnah he misread. So he said he must have misread this Mishnah. Shor HaMedaber, Shor HaMidbar. So Shor HaMidbar is a machloikis hatanaim. Rabbi Yudah says Shor HaMidbar, potam en amisa, lefishein labayim. Maybe you can say what the Rambam wrote the Mor Nebuchim, that the skila to the Shor is a punishment to the Baal HaShor. That makes sense according to Rabbi Yudah. That if it's a Shor Hefker, Shor Gasadim, it doesn't get the death penalty. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yudah, we paskin like the Tanakhama. So you can't say it's a punishment, Pashim Shor. You can't say it's a punishment to the Baal HaShor. It's a punishment to the Shor. So the Ramban develops this theory that after the Mabul, all the animals drowned, all the people and all the animals lost their lives, except for those who were in the Teva. So all of the animals alive today are descendants of those animals. They know that they were saved by Noach. So they all have a debt of, all animals in the world sense a debt of gratitude to human beings that Noach kept them alive. So Behema has enough seichel to understand not to kill a human being. So it's assumed to be a punishment to the Behema. But when the Mishnah in Sanhedrin asks, why do you give skila to the Shor HaRaveh, the Shor HaNirva? In Modem Chota Behema Mechota Ela, the Mishnah gives you a whole explanation. But it's not really a punishment to the Shor. Takola, Kolam, whatever it is, it's not really a punishment to the Shor. The Shor doesn't have enough seichel to understand. Maybe the Ramban thinks that the Shor has enough seichel to understand that it shouldn't kill a human being, but it doesn't have enough seichel to understand not to participate in Mishka Behema. So that's not really a punishment to the Shor. So that's a question. It's a different din. It says skila by the Shor aniskal mishpatim, not the same as the skila by the Shor haraveh v'shor hanirva. So does the Gemara din make it osamano? So some of the Balei Tosfos thought that not. So Tosfos says in Zvachim, no. The Mishnah says beferish that it's osamano. The Gemara din makes it osamano. So that's a big question. The Rabbi Natan came up with a chiddush. Rabbi Natan disagrees with the other Balei Tosfos. When does it become osamano? So Pasha Pshat is the Gemara din makes it osamano. Here there's a brisa here, the last line of Mem Dalet on the base, going over to Mem Hei Amadam. This is a famous brisa. Tana Rabbanan, Shor Shehemis, Shor Shehargis Adam, Achala Digmar Dinoi. If the Bezin didn't make a Gmar Din, the Gemara says you need a Bezin of Chav Gimel to be done. Kemises Habalim, Kach Mises HaShor. The first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, just like Mises Habalim, need a Bezin of Chav Gimel. So Mises HaShor also needs a Bezin of Chav Gimel. A very unusual din. So it says, Achalai Nigmar Din, if the Sanhedrin didn't make a Gmar Din, it's still Mutabano. Mechor Machor. If you sell it, the Mechir is Chal. Hegdish and Mugdush. If you Magdush it, it's Chal. Shchata, if you Shech, the Besar Mutter. And then it says, Mishan Igmadino, the next line, Mishan Eftigmadin, Mechor Eina Machor, the Mechir is not Chal. Hegdish is not Chal. And Shchata, Besar Asr. So the Posh Pshat and the Brice is that the Gmardin is what creates the Yisahano. Once it's Digmardin, it's also Mano. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, what's a din? In order to have a baby, you have to have a Zohar and a Keva. By human beings and by animals also. You have to have a Zohar and a Keva. So the Gemara says, what if you have a Shor HaNiskal, a Zohar? Shor HaNiskal, Baal Behema Ma'al Yisah. The Vlad is born and it had a father and a mother. The father was a Shah Niskal, and the mother is a normal Behema Bayis, a normal innocent animal that never harmed a fly. So what's the status of the Vlad? So usually there is a din, Hayotzeh min HaTomei Tomei. That's a Mishnah in Pcheres in the first parak. Tomei means Behema Tomei. It doesn't mean Tomei. It means non-kosher. So let's say you milk a pig. So if you milk a cow, so the cow is a kosher animal, so the milk that comes out is kosher. But if you milk a pig, since the pig is a behema tameya, so the milk that comes out is also non-kosher. Or let's say an eagle lays an egg. So a hen is a kosher bird, so if it lays an egg, the egg is mutar b'achila. And if an eagle lays an egg, so the eagle is not a kosher bird, so the egg that it lays is also not kosher. That's learned from the pasuk basayano. The Gemara in Eilu Treifus in Chulin says, a basayan is what? An ostrich. So only the females are asa bachila. The males are mutter. What is a basayan? The Gemara says no. Basayan refers to the beitza soif tomei. If the ostrich lays an egg, so just like the ostrich is asa bachila, so the egg is asa bachila. So that's called yotze min hatomei tomei, yotze min hatoher toher. The milk that comes, the milk of the eggs that come from a kosher animal or a kosher bird, a mutter bachila. And the milk and the eggs that come from a non-kosher animal, a non-kosher bird, are also bachila. So what if you have a vlad that comes from a non-kosher animal? So it should also be also bachila. But here the problem is that it's not yetzim min atome alone. Yetzim min atome min atome. You have to have a father and a mother. You have to have a zohar and a nekeva. Maybe they're planning to change it in the future with the splicing the genes and so on. But so far you need a father and a mother in order to have a vlad. So if the father is a shor niskal, father's on Niskal, but it's still alive. It didn't die yet. Father's Shosh and Igmadina Lemiso, Shah Niskal, Shabal, Behema Ma'al Yisa, and the mother is a nice innocent animal, didn't kill anybody. So the Gemara says, what's the status of the Vlad? So that's a discussion. Abzeb is Agar. What's the din? Ayatzimin Aser is Aser. Ayatzimin Amutta is Mutta. He would say, Ayatzimin Hasa Umin Amutta. You needed two. He needed a father and a mother. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a whole discussion on Daf Pei. There's all discussion of that. Shor HaNiskal Shabal Behema Ma'al Yisah, what's the status of the Vlad? So the simple reading in the Gemara is that the Shor HaNiskal is Asmano right away after the Gemara Din. That's the simple pshat over here. Mem Dalanam and Beis, the last line, Tanu Rabbanan. Ashelet Nigma Dinai, Mechor HaMachor, and so on. Shchotoi B'sor HaMutter. And Misha Nigma Dinai, Mechora ain't a moch, Igdisha ain't a mugdush, because it's also banor, and Shchata is also bachila. So it sounds like the Gemara then creates the Isano. The Gemara says, Shor Niskal Abel Behema Mal Yisa, it's a Shaila Zev Zagorim. The father is also and the mother is mutter. If it would have been the reverse, the Pasht is, let's say, you have to have a father and a mother, you have to have a Zochan and a cave in order to have a Vlad. So let's say you have, let's say it would be the reverse. The mother would be the Shor HaNiskal. The father's a Behema Ma'al Yisa. So the main Gorim is the mother. Mother carries the baby for a couple of months, for 7 months, for 9 months, for 5 months, whatever. She carries the baby. So that's not called Zev Zagorim. That's not called Zev Zagorim. The reverse is called Zev Zagorim. If the mother is Heter, if the mother is Muteris Ba'achila Ba'hanoa, and the father is an Issa, that's a Shaila Zev Zagorim. But the mother is also Bachila. So that for sure is Yetz Min HaTomei. Let's say on Pesach, there's a discussion in the Taz. Let's say the non-Jewish farmer feeds, years ago they used to feed chometz to the cows. Now it's too expensive. I don't think they feed chometz anymore. Everybody's interested in saving money. But years ago, they used to feed chametz to the behemoths. They used to give grain, they used to pour water in it. Maybe they still do, I don't know. And they would eat the chametz. So that's a shaila. If the animals don't eat any food, they don't produce any milk. So let's say you feed, the goyish farmer feeds chametz to the cows on Pesach. So chametz is also b'hano on Pesach. Also b'achil, also b'hano. So there's a discussion in the Taz. If you wouldn't give any food to the cows, wouldn't produce any milk. So that's considered zeb zegerim. The behemoth ate chametz, but the behemoth itself is not chametzik. So that's a shaila. What's the din of zeb zegerim on Pesach? Zeb zegerim on Pesach. Since chametz is b'mashehu, so there's a ran, the Taz in Hilchos Pesach makes a whole big fuss. He discovered a ran in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the ran on the Rif. That zeb zegerim is mutter is something like bittel. It's something like bittel. So if chametz bePesach is b'mashu, so maybe zeb zegerim should be also. So that's why years ago people would buy all the milk before Pesach. So chametz kadam at Pesach is not b'mashu. Chametz kadam at Pesach is bottle b'shishin. So whatever milk you bought before Pesach, that would be no problem. If you buy the milk on Chol HaMoed, it could be that they just milked the cow on the first day's Yontif, and they're selling the milk. It's a possibility. Selling the milk in the store. So that's a shayla. The Taz raises the issue. Maybe Zeb Zegarim should be also on Pesach. Chametz is b'mashu. And the heter Zeb Zegarim is based on bittel. Yeah. So let's say you would have the reverse. Let's say a pig gives off milk, but the pig doesn't produce any milk unless it eats food. So it eats kosher food. You feed the pig kosher food. So you're also going to say Zeb Zegarim. Zeb Zegarim. So the milk from the pig is mutter because I fed the pig kosher food. That's not Zeb Zegarim. The main garim is the pig. The pig is usser. So over here also probably, if it's a behema, shara niskal shabo, behema ma'al yaseh, that's a discussion of Zeb Zegarim. If it would be the reverse, you would have a regular behema ma'al yaseh, zachar, shabu al shara niskal. So the main garim is the shara niskal. It carries the baby for a couple of months. So the Pashto says that would be also b'hano, yeah.
Isn't the garim by
cholov
always a davar tamei? Because the Gemara says it comes from dam. Meaning, why is it so much worse on Pesach? You want to say it's din and bittel.
That's not the garim. You mean that's an isish and ishtana, you're asking. It starts off as dam. The Gemara has one theory in the Gemara is that dam necha menasa cholov, that the dam converts and turns into milk. But what is the garim of the dam? The garim of the dam is the animal. The dam with the milk, everything is a yotzei from the animal. So the animal, we say, is a kosher animal. That's a yotzei min ator. You're asking a different question. The Magen Avraham, the Poskim talk about that. There is a machlekes, the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas. What's the din of an isush and ishtana? It had something that was osur, and then due to a chemical reaction, it converts totally to become an gansen, a different thing. So what's the din of an isush and ishtana? So the Rabbeinu Yonah gives a mashal. Rabbeinu Yonah says a mashal. If you have honey and you have a little bit of chazer falls into the honey, if a chazer sits there long enough, the honey will have an effect on it and it'll also turn into honey. And it tastes the same as regular honey. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that Isur Shenishtana is mutter. The chazer that turned into honey is mutter. So the Rosh quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah and he says, how does he know that it's true? Rabbeinu Yonah writes that as a motion and he explains the din in the Gemara based on that. Rosh Ahu says that it's true. So Halacha LeMaaseh, we really do paskin like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Isur Shenishtana is mutter. So that's a whole discussion. Don't you see that from Cholov? If the Gemara assumes of Dam Necha Menasa Cholov, the Dam started off, the Cholov, all the Cholov started off, one theory in the Gemara, all the Cholov starts off originally as Dam, then it converts into Cholov. So don't you, it's a totally different consistency, it's in Ganzen. Tastes different, the whole chemical makeup is different. Dam and Cholov are two different things. Yeah, so don't you see that Anishah Shenishtana is Mutter? Can't you see from that Gemara? But that's called Yotze Min HaTohar. Dam is treif, because dam is also, but it's not also because of Yotze Min HaTohar. Dam from a kosher animal is also also, even though it's Yotze Min HaTohar. It's Noilad Al Yidei, the animal. The dam is Notzar by the animal, yeah.
Maybe he's saying that Zev is a Gorem because the cow eats food.
What?
The Zev is a Gorem is the cow in the food. Cow wouldn't produce food, produce milk if it didn't have food.
That's what the Taz explains, that's a Zeb Zegar. Here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei, talks about Shoran Niskal Shabbat Behemah Ma'al Yisah. If you have a vlad, you need a zachar and a nekeva. So if the zachar was a shoran iskal and the nekeva is a beim amal yisah, that's one kind of a zeb zagorim. And the Taz has this is another kind of zeb zagorim.
Is it possible that a cow could produce milk even without eating that much food?
Has to eat some food. If it doesn't eat any food, it's going to be
like
too
water,
weak.
Drinking water won't help it produce milk. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about cottage cheese. And he says that the rennet there isn't really a goren because it's not really the ikar goren. It helps, but it could happen on its own. The milk would coagulate on its own, so that's not really called zev as a goren. So if the food only helps and doesn't actually cause the milk production, and Rav Moshe would say that it's not zev as a goren in the first place. That's what there.
I don't know. Got to find out whether the cows produce any milk if they don't need any food at all. Don't know.
I feel they eat a little bit of food and it helps, but it's, at the end of the day, they're nigram on its own from the cow.
On its own means without drinking any water either, without eating anything.
I feel drinking water. Water is kosher, but
let's say it didn't drink any water. It only ate this stuff. It only ate the chametz. If it drank water, maybe it won't be as ever zegar. I don't know.
Also, isn't the pasuk Eretz Zebachol Rash kind of like a blanket hatcher to drink milk? The pasuk says you're allowed to drink milk.
The pasuk, the Amara quotes the pasuk to ask to answer a different question. So all milk in the world should be called Yetzim in Ha'asah because Behemah Bechaya is Becheska Sisar. So that's when the Gemara quotes a pasuk. No, it says in the pasuk, Eretz Zav is Chalav Edvash. Eretz Zav is praised as the land flowing with milk and honey. And if the milk is treif, so the Torah wouldn't praise Eretz Yisrael over the fact that it has treifus. So the Rambam, when he writes the din of Ayotzei ben Atomi Tomei, the Rambam writes, Ayotzei, if something is gadol be'iser in an animal, that has an iser lav. Peima b'chaya b'cheskes iser, doesn't have a lav, only has an essay. So the Gemara's Havamina was, all milk in the world should be yotzim in ha'asa because all the live animals are rasa and iser esei. Is an iser esei vein and zvucha. Gemara says, no, there's a pasuk that says, Eretz Zav is Chalav Edvash. So that modifies the din. We have a pasuk basayana that a beitz l'soif tamei is aser. So the question is, does it only apply to a case where the oaf or the behema has an iser lav, or even if it only has an iser esei? Maybe even an iser esei. So all milk in the world should be treif. So Gemara says, no, since Eretz Yisrael is praised over the fact Eretz Zav is Cholav Edvash, so you see that the Cholav is Mutter, so that modifies the din. Yotzei min HaTomei only applies if it's Yotzei from an Issa Lav. If it comes from an Issa Esei, it doesn't apply. That's what the Magen Mishnah says is the Teretz on the Rambam. The Rambam has an original Chiddush. Is there a prohibition in eating Bisar Odom? When a person is alive, of course, you can't go over and bite him. You can't bite yourself either. But let's say the person died. So is there anything prohibited with eating Bisar Adam? So the Rambam thinks that there's an Iser Esei. That the Torah says, Zos HaBeim HaShet Tochelu, an animal that has Malagir, Mafriz Parsin, Muta Bachila, and any animal that doesn't have that is an Iser Esei. There's a lav not to eat a Beim HaTmeya. But there's an iser esei in addition to the lav not to eat a beim tameh that only has one simen, that has neither simen, neither malager mafet, nor mafet sparsa, there's a lav. But there's an iser esei on not eating b'sar odom. That's the Rambam shita. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He says, if the Rambam were right that there's an iser esei in eating b'sar odom, so how come chalavisha is mutter? You permitted to drink chalavisha. If the body has an iser esei, then the milk should be yotzei min ha'tomei tomei. So the Magen Mishnah says the Rambam answered that kasha already, because when the Rambam quotes the din of yotzei min ha'tomei tomei, he modifies it. He says just derech agav he writes it. So only yotzei from an iser that had from a beima tameya that has an iser lab. If it only has an iser esei, there's no iser of yotzei min ha'tomei. That's apparently how the Rambam understood the Gemara by Cholov. The Havamina would have been that all milk in the world should be treif, because Beim B'chaya B'cheskesisa has an Iser Esei, a Vein and Zvucha. So Kamashman and the Pasuk, Eretz Zav is Cholav Edvash, that Cholav is Muta, why? It's not a Yotzim in a Klal, not an exception to the rule. No, it tells me what the Klal is. The Klal of Yotzim in a Tomi Tomi only applies if it has an Iser Lav. If it has only an Iser Esei, it doesn't apply. The Iser Yotzim in a Tomi doesn't apply. That's why Cholav Isha is mutter. That's why Cholav Isha is mutter. Because the Besar Adam, according to the Rambam, only has an Issa Resi, doesn't have an Issa Lav.
Have you been saying that we don't pass in like the Taz's application of the Rat, or we don't pass in like the Angro?
The Ran, we don't really hold like this Taz. A lot of times the Taz has things that are just not accepted. So that we don't hold like this Taz, because the Ran himself says that this was only a Havamin in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Zeb is in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, in the second Chelek Yeredeya, it says that Zeb is a Garm is Mutah by Avodah Zarah also. There was a Havamin in the Gemara that Zeb is a Garm is Asar by Avodah Zarah, Mutah Mekola Tarkula and Asar in Avodah Zarah. Why should it be different to Avodah Zarah from Mekola Tarkula? So the Ran explains, because Avodah Zarah is B'mashahu, and Zeb is a Garm is something like Beetle. So there was room to argue the point and to say that Zeb is a Garm should be Mutah Mekola Tarkula, where Beetle applies. But by Avodah Zarah, which is B'mashu, the Rambam quotes a pasuk, Avodah Zarah is B'mashu, because it says, Le'yibak b'yotcha mu'uma min acherim. Mu'uma. So the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos talks about carrying on Shabbos. There are two prokim, two boring prokim in Masechah Shabbos, about how big a volume do you have to carry in order to be chayv misa on Shabbos. Are you carrying metal? Are you carrying paper? Are you carrying wine? Are you carrying water? Are you carrying orange juice? So the Mishnah goes on and on and on and on. That's why in yeshivas no one ever learns that. There's nothing lumdus over there. How much wine do you have to carry? How much each item, how much you have to carry? So the Mishnah says, what if you're carrying Avodah Zarah? You're carrying Avodah Zarah to throw it out in the garbage. So to carry Avodah Zarah, throw it in the garbage, the Mishnah says that's called Melacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. And that's a machlokes hatanoim, but the melacha shein tzvich legufa is an issa deraisa or an issa derabbanan. It's aser, but it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, whether it's an issa deraisa and issa derabbanan. What is melacha shein tzvich legufa? So you got to break your head and figure out over there. Rashi and Tosfos, why is it a melacha? What is the definition of melacha shein tzvich legufa? On the assumption, like Rabbi Yehuda, that melacha shein tzvich legufa is an issa deraisa, we don't pass like that. We pass like Reb Shimon. The melacha shein tzvich legufa is only forbidden mid the rabbanan. If the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, then Melacha Shein Tzvicha L'Guf is an Issa Deraisa. So what is the volume of Avodah Zarah that you have to carry to throw it in the garbage that you should be Chai Misa for Haitzah, for carrying it on Shabbos? There's a shear for wood, and there's a shear for paper, and there's a shear for metal. Every item that you carry has a different shear. So the Mishnah said the shear is Kol Shehu, because it says in the Pasuk, L'yidbak B'yotcha Me'uma Min Acher. Me'uma means Kol Shehu. So it sounds like that's a real din deraisa, ma'uma, kol shehu. There's no minimum shear. You don't say kazayis, kibetzer, revias. There's no minimum shear. So the Rambam quotes the same pasuk. He uses the word ma'uma in the sense of kol shehu, not in size. Kol shehu, you have shishim against it. It's a different kol shehu. That the Gemara says Avodah Zarah is not bottle. If you have Avodah Zarah, let's say you have a tabashal Avodah Zarah, and it gets mixed in with 100 other rings that are mutah bahanoah. So the din is that the tabash al Avodah Zarah doesn't become bottle. So the Rambam says the reason why, because liyidak biyabcha ma'uma min acher kol shehu. So that's a question. When the Rambam says Avodah Zarah b'kol shehu b'mashehu, based on the pasuk ma'uma, it's a din deraisa or it's an asmachta. The pasuk ma'uma means there's no minimum volume, there's no minimum size that you need. Kazayis kebeitz is a different word of ma'uma. The Rambam is quoting it. It's usually assumed that Avodah Zarah b'kol shehu, b'mashehu is not the same as b'kol shehu. B'kol shehu is a din deraisa, yechayv misa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But b'mashehu, that is not batel b'shishin, that's only a chumra midirabbanan. That's not a din min haTorah. So the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah has such a suggestion, but we don't paskel like that. Halacha l'maaseh, we paskel that Zeb is a garm is mutter and kol haTorah kula, and is mutter by Avodah Zarah also. But there was a havamina to say that Zeb is a garm by Avodah Zarah should be osa. Why? Why should Avodah Zarah be mochomer than kol haTorah kula? Why should Zeb is a garm be osa? So the Ran explains the Gemara's havamina, that maybe the Gemara thought that Zeb is a garm is something like beetle. And since Avodah Zarah is not bottle, so the heter of Zeb Zagarim doesn't apply. But in Yoreh Day it says Beferi, Zeb Zagarim is mutah by Avodah Zarah. So the Ran is the Taz is a Pella. There are a lot of Taz in that Pella. The Taz quotes a Havamina from the Gemara. He quotes the Ran explaining a Havamina. And he says that's the din by Pesach, that Zeb Zagarim is also by Pesach. But it's mutah by Avodah Zarah. So why should it be also by Pesach? That was the svara that the Ran developed to explain why there was a havamin in the Gemara.
Ran by Basar Adam is by faint high being. Rambam says that Israel says both the time and the.
Okay.
And cows produce their milk from the grasses that they eat.
How is what?
Cows produce their milk only from the grass that they eat. It goes through all four stomachs and it becomes milk. That's how cows produce milk. They eat grass. What they eat,
I mean, the chavon said they eat does la malav la
marid? I don't know about that, but at least what they eat, everything that they eat is what becomes the milk.
Uh huh.
The whole system is made to create milk.
Okay. Not like the Gemara. The Gemara says adam necha ben asa cholav, that first turns into blood and then blood can converts to become milk. Okay.
I was talking to an elderly person in Breuers. And they told me a different time for this milk. They said that when they used to shack the chickens, they would sometimes find chametz in the stomach of the chicken, and then if you cook the chicken on Pesach, you would have the chametz that would be boleya in the chicken.
That's the time for what? That's the time why there was such a minig in Germany, parts of Germany, Hungary, they wouldn't eat chicken on Pesach.
Right.
They would only eat meat, flesh. Why? Because in chicken, usually eat the stomach also. We never eat the stomach. We only eat the quarters, and we never eat the stomach. But in Europe, they were poor, so they used to eat the stomach also. So a lot of times, if he shechted the animal right after it ate the chametz, they used to feed chametz to the chickens. Now, nobody feeds chametz to the chickens. Way too expensive. So they feed maize. They feed corn on the cob. Corn on the cob, the worst it is kidneys. And so the whole Rav, remember Rav Schwab once explained that even those who come from a community where the meaning is that in Europe they didn't eat chicken on Pesach, no longer applies today. Because the Gemara has a rule, Davishim Minyan, Tzoch Minyan Achal Atirai, whenever you have Davishim Minyan means a Gzera de Rabbanan, that the Chachamim made for a specific reason. Even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, Gzera de Rabbanan still applies, unless you have a Bezdin who is Matirit. Tzoch Minyan Achal Atirai, it doesn't become Mutter by itself. So the Poskim say, Allah Almighty, that's only a Dovish of a minion if the Bezdin made a Gzera de Rabbanan. But if you have a Minik Tas or something, and the whole reason for the Minik, you reach a generation where the whole reason for the Minik doesn't apply, so the whole Minik falls apart by itself. The Minik doesn't apply. Rab Chaim Moshe has that. The Ramo has such a tshuva. The Ramo lived a little before Rab Chaim Moshe. The Ramo has a tshuva like that. The Dovish of a minion, Tzoch Melech Alatir, doesn't apply to Minhogim. So that was a Minik in certain parts of Europe. They wouldn't eat chicken on Pesach, because maybe the animal ate chametz and you shechted it right after ate, so the enzymes don't keep on developing. Kolzman, the chicken is alive, so it develops enzymes, and the enzymes in the stomach will break down whatever food it has in the stomach. But once it's dead, so it doesn't produce any enzymes anymore. So it could be that the chametz is going to be there when you're going to cook it in the pot. But you ask me, never cook the stomachs. There's certain parts of the chicken they just don't buy. They just don't sell it to us. So the whole thing doesn't apply to us. It doesn't apply to us because they don't feed chametz anymore. They feed corn on the cob. Yeah. So the Rabbi Natam is a problem. The Rabbi Natam comes up with the Chiddush. The Sharan Niskal is Muta Bahano Mechaim. Because it says, V'lo Yochales Bisorai, only if it's in the state of Basar. Kolzman is still alive, it's Muta Bahano. So this is a question. What does Rabbi Natan mean to say? Did he mean to say everybody else assumes that the Gemar Din creates the Issa Hanor? Rabbi Natan meant to say that not the Gemar Din creates the Issa Hanor, the Kiyum Oynesh Mises Bezdin creates the Issa Hanor. When you give it the Skilo or Pshochtoi, the Gemara says on Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, V'lo yeochel es b'soroi afilu shochtoi v'avde ke'ein boser. They didn't do skila, even if they shechted it. Pshoch lach shem gandino osa b'achila. Why? How do you see shochta? Because it says v'lo yeochel es b'soroi, even if it's like normal flesh. You shecht an animal, so you're allowed to eat the flesh. Here you have a shor on this skull, and it's you shechted it after the gemar din, and not allowed to eat it because it says v'lo yeochel es b'soroi. So that's the shot of what did the Rabbi Natan mean to say? Did he mean to say that the Kiyum Oynesh Misas Bezdin is what Asas Banoah, not the Gemar Din? The Oynesh Misas Bezdin Asas Banoah is either the Skila or the Shochtoi let's say, if a person is chayv skila, for some reason or another, he goes around with a suit of armor, you can't give him skila. So what he does, he just let him go scot-free. So the Gemara says, no, imat yochel amisa misa ksuba boy, atav misa b'chol misa shat yochel amisa. It says many times, mos yumas. What does it say, twice mos yumas? So there's a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, where they say, dibbeter kadushem ben yodam, lo dibbeter kadushem ben yodam. So Rabbi Shmuel holds, dibbeter kadushem ben yodam. Just because the pasuk repeats something, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. Just like human beings repeat themselves when they talk. You repeat words, repeat phrases, repeat sentences. So a lot of times the Chumash will repeat something. It doesn't. You don't have to mimedaik every word. And we don't accept Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We assume lo dibbeter kadushem ben yodam. Whenever you have the shonis kfulim, so you dachshon something doesn't tita hanik tanik. But so tiftach most yumas, whenever you have a kefal lotion, so that we assume like a Rebbe Kibbe, you dash in something. So most yumas says every so often. So most yumas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if he can't give him this kilas, he give him an einish bezin. However, so let's say they take a shor anisko, supposed to give the shor skila. Instead of giving skila, they shechted it. So bottom line, they killed the shor. So the skila, if the shechita is the kiyam ha'einish of misa's bezin, once bezin makes it madin, and someone who has to do the skila. Usually there's a din yadu edim tiyabah barishana. The edim have to give the einish misa, but there are two exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is shara nisko. There are three exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is shara nisko, that the Gemara says in Daf Tzadik on the Beis that the bala shor has the mitzvah to do the skila. And if someone else rushes in and they kill the shor, they have to pay the bala shor asar zehuvim because he stole the mitzvah from the bala shor. Whenever someone has the right to do a mitzvah, the Gemara says, let's say, when you do kisei adam, when you shech t'chaya v'yof. So the Gemara learns that from the simple mashmos of the pasuk, v'shochat ashishchem, yeah, v'shochat is how do you say, v'shochat the dam v'chiso ba'ofer, I forgot about the losh. V'shofach has dam v'chiso ba'ofer. V'shofach has dam v'chiso ba'ofer. So the Gemara says, mishu shochat hu yechasa. The Kedima is the one who did the Shechita. He has the right, he has the first crack at doing the Kisei Adam. So mitzvah, he said, brach on the Kisei Adam. So if anybody, if I shech the chicken, if I shech the behemoth, there's no din of Kisei Adam. Shech chai biyof, there's a din of Kisei Adam. So the Shechit has the first schus to do the Kisei Adam. And if anyone else runs in and they do the Kisei Adam, they are mekayim the mitzvah, but they stole the mitzvah from the Shechit. So the Gemara says in Chulin, per Kisei Adam, you got to pay us or Zehuvim. The same over here. If someone else goes and they shech the shor anisko, the mekayim the mitzvah of misa's bezin, bezin made a gemadin, they mekayim the mitzvah, but they have to pay asor zuhuvim to the baal shor. What are the other two exceptions to the rule? But there's no din of yad ha'edim tiyabah barishayna. So another case is rotzeach. The din is by rotzeach, the goel adam has to kill him. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Goel Adam has to kill the Ritzach. So Rashi writes, on that Gemara, Goel Adam killed the Ritzach b'shegeg. But if the Ritzach killed the Mezid, Rashi seems to imply there's no din of Goel Adam. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah picks up on that Rashi. It's a one-line Rashi in the middle of Sanhedrin. He says it's against the Beferish of Pasuk in the end of Maseh, when it has the din of Ritzach. So it says Beferish. By one who killed Bemezid, Goel Adam has a mitzvah to kill him. Not only is there an institution of Goel Adam, but Harik B'shoigig, if he went out chutz le'ir miklotoi, the din of Goel Adam supersedes the din of Yad Ha'edim to Yibar B'shoigig. There's no din of Yad Ha'edim by Ritzach. The din of Goel Adam is supposed to kill. What's the third exception to the rule where there's no din of Yad Ha'edim to Yibar B'shoigig? And that's by Mesis. By Mesis it says, Yotchot Yibar B'shoigig, the Nisas. Mitzvah b'yad anisas, the nisas has to kill him. Yotchet yibob barishona. What do these two have in common? The shor aniskal with the mesis. How come these are two? By the retzeach, okay, it's a dino goel adam. It's as if he's collecting on behalf of the horug. He's collecting the death penalty on behalf of his relative who was the horug. Well, what do the other two have in common? Do they have anything in common? The mesis with the shor aniskal. What they have in common is the din of the Hitzilah Ho'eda doesn't apply. There's no din of the Hitzilah Ho'eda by Shor Aniskal, and there's no din of the Hitzilah Ho'eda by Mesis. The Gemara says there are asara chilukim shebein mamonis l'nefoshes. That's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Daf Lamed Beis Amanal. Echad din Mamas ve'echad din Nefash is bedrisha v'chakira. They both need drisha v'chakira. And yet, Ma'bei Mamanis and Nefash, there are differences. So one difference is that Mamanis a bezna of 3 is good enough, and Nefash is he needed bezna of 23. And the other 9 differences are all based on v'hitzilu eda. The 323, that's not based on v'hitzilu eda. That's a gzeris hakosuv that a bezna for Mamanis, even if it avans $1 billion, is enough a bezna of 3. If it'll be $1 billion, they'll probably insist they want to have more than 3 dayanim. An awful lot of money involved. So usually they pick a much bigger bezin because they want to make sure that no one loses money that they're entitled to. If it's a $10 din Torah, that's not such a big deal. So you have 3 dayanim. It's a bigger amount of money. So but the Beikar Adin, it's enough a bezin of 3. And din in the Farshas, you need a bezin of 23. So the other 9 differences between Mamon and Nefashis are all based on the Hitzilu Ha'eda. He bent over backwards to give a break to the person whose life is at stake over here. We're discussing whether they're going to give him the death penalty or not. So the Gemara says there, by Malkus, we pass Malkus B'Shloisha, you don't need 23, but all the other 9 differences between Mamon and Nefashis do apply. Because by Malkus, there is a din the Hitzilu Ha'eda. And by Sharaniskal and by Mesis, you need 23, but all the other 9 dinim do not apply. There's no dinim of Hitzilu Heda by Mesis, because it says, Lasachma v'lo sechasolav. So the Gemara says, those psukim tell you, there's no dinim of Hitzilu Heda. So you need a bezna of 23, that's a din. Sharaniskal also needs bezna of 23. But it's a shor, it's not an odom, so you don't say the Hitzilu Heda. So that's those two, Sharaniskal and Mesis, you need a bezna of 23, but the din of Hatzah, the Hitzilu Eda, doesn't apply. So it could be that the din that you need Yad Ha'edim, Tia Barber Shaina, could be that that's also an element of Hatzah of Hitzilu Eda. We want to make sure the Edom are telling the truth. So we tell the Edom when they come to testify that the guy was Mechal Shabbos or he murdered somebody, he deserves the death penalty, we say, very nice, keep in mind before you testify that you're going to have to give him the death penalty. Are you sure that you're telling the truth? It's not that you're going to tell a story and then we're going to give him the death penalty. You're going to have to give him the death penalty. So they may think twice before they give the test. If they're thinking of telling a lie, they're not prepared to kill a guy. They're prepared to give Eid HaShek, but not prepared to kill a person. So it could be that the din of Yad Ha'edim Tiri Bari B'Shan is another element of the Hitzilu Eid, and that's why it doesn't apply to these two cases, by the Sharaniskal and by the Mesis, because the Dinam of Hatzalah don't apply.
Who gets the death penalty by a case of Eidim Zomim?
What about Eidim Zomim?
Yeah, so who would give the Mesa?
If the Eidim testify that Reuven deserves a death penalty, and then another two Eidim Hamazim them, so the two Eidim Hamazim them have to give the death penalty. They have to do the Misa, because they have to administer the Misa, because they're saying that they're the ones who are testifying that the Eidim, the Zomimim, deserve the death penalty.
The person that they were being Zomimim?
No. The witnesses who are Mazim them. So the witnesses are causing them to get the death penalty. So those witnesses, that's a din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabar Rishon. They have to administer the death penalty. The regular din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabar Rishon.
You're saying even though we look at it as if the Achiv is collecting the Misa, so he's collecting the Misa, but he's not doing the Misa.
I don't think so.
They don't have to be the same.
I don't think so. I think the Mizimim have to give their death penalty. I think so.
There's no bad too, they know it by sure, because it's not a person. It's like, there's only the shaker by monkeys. Like, it's like a totally different concept in Mesis, no?
Different, but they have one thing in common, that there's no din of a Hitzilu Ha'eda. The Gemara says, Chilufai b'Mesis, and the Gemara says, well, all the 9 dinim don't apply to Mesis, because it says, L'sachma v'l'sachas olam. Then the Gemara says, on the same daf in Sanhedrin, all the 9 dinim don't apply to Sharon Niskal, because by Behemoth there's no din of a Hitzilu Ha'eda. Okay. So getting back again, Nachamal. What did the Rabbi Natan mean when he came up with this chiddush? The Sharon Niskal is mutar b'anoah mechayim, only becomes asur b'anoah after you shecht it, or after you administer the Mises Bezin. Means Not that the Gemar Din creates the Issa, the Kiyam Einish Mises Bezdin creates the Issa. Why Shachta? Shachta is not a Kiyam Einish Mises Bezdin. It is. It is a Kiyam. Why? Because most Yumas B'chol Mises Shachti Yochel Amisai. So someone Shechts is Shon Niskal. It's also called the Kiyam Einish Mises Bezdin. If that's what the Rabbi Natan meant to say, that the Kiyam Einish Mises Bezdin, the Kiyam Einish Mises Bezdin creates the Issa Hanoah, so then you don't understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei, that by the Shara Niskal Shabbal Behema Mal Yisa. What's the whole discussion? It's Mutabano. It's only Asamana after it's dead. Because man it's alive, it's Mutabano. So what's the Rabbi and Tam talking about? Isn't he befavish against the Gemara? So the Dvar Avram has an essay about this. Dvar Avram is the last rabbi in Kovna. He died in the Kovna ghetto before they had a chance to kill him. They have his picture in all the shuls. They have the picture of two rabbanim, the Dvar Avram, and they have the picture of Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan Spekta in many of the shuls. There aren't too many shuls left in Poland, but in many of the shuls they have the two photographs. He was a very prominent rabbi. So Avram was a descendant from the Beis Harav, he was a descendant from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and he himself learnt in Volozhin under Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in his tshuvas. He has the new style of tshuvas, different style. So he quotes every so often, he'll quote Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. It's a different style of tshuvas, different style of learning. So he has an essay in one of his sermons about this, about the Rabbeinu Tam. So he said the Rabbeinu Tam has to also agree with the other Bali Atesis, that it's the Gemar Din that creates the Issa Hanoah. It's not the Kiyam Einish Mises Bezdin, the Gemar Din creates it. But he holds, it says in the Chumash, V'lo Yochel Es Bisaray, the flesh of the Shorah Niskal is Asa Hanoah when it's called Basar. So while the animal is alive, we don't call it Basar. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. But the Gemar Din is already, the Oyser is already there. The Isana is there, just that it's not Noeg B'Poel Mamish until it has the status of Basar. So that's why if you have a Shara Niskal, Shabal Behema Mal Yisa, it's an Isha Ozev Zagarm. In principle, there is an Isa Hanoah and the Shara Niskal after the Gemar Din. There is an Isa Hanoah, just that it doesn't have to be observed until it's called Basar. The question is, how do you read the Gemara Memhei? The last line, Mem Dal and Mem Beis, going over to Mem Hamad Aleph. Why is Mechora Ein Amachar? Why is it if you sell it, why is it not Chal? So there is a Gemara in Kiddushin, Mishnah, the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. Mishnah says, if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, the Kesef, or Beshava Kesef, she's Mekodeshes. That's the first Mishnah in Kiddushin. A man can be Mekadosh B'Shava Kesef. Shava Kesef is also Kekesef. And call it Tarkula. Shava Kesef is Kekesef, with only three exceptions to the rule. Everyone must have heard 100 times this year. No? What are the three exceptions to the rule? One is Shava Kesef, Lav Kekesef. One is Machzah Shekel. Shava Kesef, Lav Kekesef. Rav Moshe writes in his Tshuvas that in his Sefer on Yerushalmi he was Mevarah that that's a Din D'Oraisa. The second Din for sure is a Din D'Oraisa. Pinyan Ma'aseh Sheni has to be Dav Kekesef. He can't be put in my Sushani after Shava Kesef. That's the Sugyan Perak Azov. It's Sarta HaKesef Yadecha, in he Kesef Sheesh Olav Tzura. The third din for sure is a din de Rabbanan. When you oil a regal, Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos, you have to bring a korban oilas Riyah, so you have to purchase the oilas Riyah with cash. You can't buy it with Shava Kesef. So Rashi quotes from it, that's a Gemara in Bchoras Daf Nun Beis. These three exceptions to the rule, the Shava Kesef, Lavka Kesef. So the Gemara never explains why. So Rashi quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi a whole complicated explanation why they made such a din with the Rabbanan, that you have to purchase the oil as Riyah from cash and you shouldn't buy with Shava Kesef. But if you're Mekadosh and Isha, everybody uses a ring. The Rama says, the minig is based on a Zohar, that you're Mekadosh and Isha with a ring, that Shava Kesef is Kekesef. We dafke use a ring. We dafke use Shava Kesef. The Karoim didn't believe in the whole institution of Kiddushi Kesem, so we do Torah Shabbat Peh on top of Torah Shabbat Peh. Not only Kiddushi Kesem, which they never held from, we hold Shabbat Kesem is also Kikesef, that's Torah Shabbat Peh on top of Torah Shabbat Peh, and our marriage is Achal. We assume Shabbat Kesem is good. So the Mishnah says if you're Mekadosh and Isha, the Shabbat Kesem, but the Shabbat Kesem happens to be Asa Barnoa, so the Kiddushin are not Chal. So the Mishnah gives you a complete list of all of these Surah Hanoah. Basa B'cholav, Shara Niskal, Petach Hamor, all list of Orla, Klea, Kermacham, Zbit Pesach, whole list of things. Why is it that the Kiddushin are not Chal if it's Isurei Hanah. So the Rishonim give three different explanations. Some Rishonim say that Isurei Hanah cannot be Shalom. He cannot have ownership. It's Einu Shalom. So if the ring doesn't belong to you, when you give the ring to the girl, she doesn't acquire ownership either. A Jew can't possess Isurei Hanah. The Gemara says on the Afchop Tes on the base, I think. We had it already. Shnei Dor Men in Beshusa Shalad Masan Hakosu Kila in Beshusa Chomets Bishay Shalos on the Mai Chomets B'Pesach Chomets on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Chomets, here it is, right in the middle of Chof Tes on the base. It's in Pesachim also, it says, and of Zayin on the base, but we're not learning Pesachim this year. So it says Shnei Dvar Men in Beshusa Shalad and Chomets B'Pesach is also Bano. So it's Einu Shalom. That's the simple pshat. So some one sheet and Rishonim Yisurei Hanah he can't have ownership. That's why it says like that. The Ktzos HaChoshen doesn't like that sheet. In Rishonim you have this. In the Dorim you have it. Then the other sheet is the Ktzos has all Arichas. It is Shaloi, but it's not Bishusai. What does it mean Shaloi Beinu Bishusai? What's the din of something? Let's say I have an automobile and they stole my car. They stole my automobile. I don't know where it is. They stole my automobile twice. I remember when my mother died, I was sitting shiva at my father's home, and my wife parked the automobile in the street. So she left the car there for a couple of days. So after the shiva was over, and she went to get the car, it was missing. So the police called her on the phone, and they wanted to know whether she gave permission. Someone had stolen the car, and they used it to do a robbery, and they drove into the guy's store. They drove into the store. So the police called my wife to ask her, did she give them permission to use the car to drive into the guy's store? She said she didn't give him permission to steal a car. I had to ask whether she gave him permission to steal a car. Yeah. And then another occasion, they stole the car and they parked it in the parking lot of the church on Bennett Avenue. Also without permission. They stole it without permission. Okay. So when we don't know where when they stole the car, you don't know where it is. So then the Gemara says, it's Shaloi Be'ena B'Shusai. What's the din of something that Shalivanabishus? I don't have access to it. I don't know where it is. So if something is stolen, you don't know where it is, that's Shalivanabishusi. So that's a machloikis, Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, whether you're a full bialim or an incomplete bialim. The Gemara shows it's a machloikis hatanoim in Baba Kama, Samachtes Amar Aleph. They quote a Mishnah from Maseches Maaseh Sheni, machloikis the Tznuim and other Tanoim. And we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan picked up the opinion of that Tana that if something shalcho beina b'shuscha, it's an incomplete bailus, and you can't be magdashit, and you can't be moicharit. So that's what the Ksais thinks. He doesn't like that shita that he's surah hanor, reina shaloi. Why should he say it's reina shaloi? But it's reina b'shusai, you don't have access to it. Just like if they stole your automobile, you don't know where it is, you don't have access to it. When the automobile is parked in the street, it's not parked in my private garage, parked in the street, but you know where it is, so you have access to it. So that's called, it is shaliyu b'shusi. It is b'shusi. It doesn't have to be in my garage. If it's parked in the street, anything that shaliyu is automatically b'shusi, unless there's a mafkia, unless there's some good reason to say that it's not b'shusi. So if it's stolen, you don't know where it is, so you don't have access to it. Well, let's say there was a hurricane, a tornado, whatever, and it threw my automobile to South Carolina, or it's floated away in a river that was flooding, floated away. It's in the Atlantic Ocean somewhere. So that shaliv, I don't know where it is. Well, let's say I know where it is, but it's also ba'ano. So you're not allowed to use it. So you have no access to it. So if you have no access, so the Ktzai says, that he understands. Shnei dvar meina b'shusa shalodim. The Gemara never said Chometz is also ba'ano is ena shaloi. He says, ena b'shusa means shaloi, the ena b'shusa. And the Ktzai says, that now he understands very well. The Gemara on Mem Dalet Amud Beis going over to Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Shor Haniskal Ad Shaloi Nigmar Dina. Before the Gemar Dina is Muta Bahanoa, the Mechara Machir Gdisha Mugdash. Misha Nigmar Dina. After the Gemar Dina becomes Asabanoa, once Asabanoa, he says it doesn't mean that it becomes Ena Shali. No, it's Ena Bishusa because you have no access to it because the Halacha doesn't permit you to have access to it. So that's considered inaccessible. So it's Eina B'Shusai, and we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that whatever is Shaliv Eina B'Shusai, you're not a full Bible. You don't have the ability to be Magdashid, you don't have the ability to sell it. So that's why it says, Mechor Eina Mechor, Hegdish Eina Mugdash. So there are three shittas in the Rishon, and why The Mishnah says in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, if he mekadosh an isha with shavah kesef is good, but if the shavah kesef is yisuri, hanah is ainu mekudesh. So one sheet is because it's ainu shalai, it doesn't belong to the chasam, and he gives it to the kala, she can't own it. So there's no kedusha kesef. Jews can't have ownership on yisuri hanah. The Kzayis doesn't like that. He thinks the second shot makes more sense, that it should leave ainu bishusi, because you don't have accessibility to it. Rashi doesn't learn either pshat. Rashi holds that Yisuri Hano are Shaloi and they are Bishusa. What do you mean it's inaccessible? If I want, there are so many Jews who are not observant. What do you mean it's inaccessible? If he wants, he can use the Yisuri Hano. He's not allowed to. So that's called Eda Bishusa. Eda Bishusa means if it floated away to South Carolina, or the wind threw it somewhere in New Jersey, we don't know where in the world it is. But if you know where it is, just that it's also hanoah, so it's against the din, you're not allowed to get hanoah. So why should that be considered inaccessible? In the Bishusa, so Rashi learns a different shot. Rashi learns that it's not Shabbat Pruta. Rashi writes over there, Yisuri hanoah, if you're Mekadosh and Isha, it's no good because it's not Shabbat Pruta. Why is it not Shabbat Pruta? It's worth $100. A lot of chametz is worth $100. The answer is, how do you establish Shabbos? Kama hu Shabbat Limka Bashuk? So it doesn't depend on how much money you can get. Are you allowed to sell it Bashuk? So Rashi holds that since the Yisuri Hanor, it's a violation of the Isa Hanor. If you sell it, then you get money. Most Rishonim assume that that's an Isa Deraisa. If you have something that's also Hanor, so if you rub it on the body, you get Hanor. So that's physical Hanor. What if you sell it, then you get money for it? So most of the Rishonim hold that's a biblical violation of Yisuri Hanor. You're not allowed to do that. So Rashi holds that since it's asa b'ano, so you're not allowed to sell it, so it's kama hu shava limka bashuk is zero. It's not even worth less than a shava puta. You're not allowed to sell it to make any money on it. So since it's not shava puta, so that's why the kiddushin are not chal. If he's mekadosh and isha, it's not chal. So the question is, but there's a gemara in Sukkah. The gemara says, the Mishnah in Sukkah says that if you have an esrig of arlo, the lulav and the hadasim and the arabs can't be orlo, because the chumash only prohibits varal to malas as pirio. The pri that's orlo is also bachila. The lulav and hadasim and the arabs are not roi lachila, but the esrig is edible. So the esrig is pri, it's roi lachila. So that can have a din of orlo on it. So the Mishnah says that if you have an esrig shal orlo, you can't be yotze the mitzvah with it on sukkahs. Why not? What's wrong? The Gemara has a machlokes amoraim. So one amora says because ein bo din mamon. What does it mean ein bo din mamon? So Rashi learns, basha pshat is that if it's asa b'ano, it's either ein shaloi or it's ein b'shusai. So in order to be on the first day, you need shalachem. On the rest of the days of Sukkot, you don't need shalachem. But the first 2 days, you need shalachem. So that's when the Gemara says ein bo din mamon. If it's also b'ano, you're not a bailam on it. Either it's ein shaloi, the first shita, or it's ein b'shusa. But Rashi holds that the reason why if he mekadosh an isha with the suri hanor is ein b'kudeshes, he doesn't hold that it's ein shaloi or ein b'shusa. He doesn't accept either time. He says the reason why you can't be mekadosh an isha is not shavah pruta. So why is it called ein bo din mamon? It's shaliya b'shusa. So what do I care if it's ein bo shavah pruta? So Rashi writes, that's what it means there too. In order to be yotzei shalachem on the first 2 days of Sukkot, you need that it should belong to you, which Rashi holds it is. It is shalai, it is b'shusai, and there's a shear. If it's not shavah pruta, it's not called shalachem. There is ownership on less than a shavah pruta, but just like if you want to be karkas niktas b'kesef, so the Mishnah says in Hazav, you have to be mekadosh and isha with a shavah pruta. You have to be kind of karka with a minimum of a shavah pruta. So here also, in order to be considered shalachem, you need that it should be shavah pruta. Rashi writes like that in the Gemara. Rashi is consistent, just like he wrote in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak. If you're mekadosh and isha with the surah hanoah zeinu b'kodeshes, not because it's ainu shaloi or ainu b'shusai. It is shaloi, it is b'shusai, but it's not considered shavah pruta. So the same he says, he can't use it for the mitzvah of esrog, because in order to be called shalachem, has to be a shavah pruta. The Gemara has a machlekes earlier, in the second parak, the end of the second parak in Sukkah. Do you need shalachem on the Sukkah? We pass you only shalachem on the lula, on the dalet minim, on the first day. On the first 2 days, you need shalachem. You don't need shalachem on the sukkah. One Tana, Rav Lezer ben Hurkinus, is of the opinion, Gishem shein anam yetziv dechavasa bilulav shalchaveira, kachein anam yetziv dechavasa b'sikosu shalchaveira. If you visit in someone else's sukkah, you're not yetziv. You have to, the sukkah has to be shalachem. Sukkah has to be shalachem. And the chachamim disagree. So the Gemara says, how do the chachamim know that you don't need shalachem? Because the pasuk says, kol ha'ezich b'sol yeshu basukas. Basukas teshu v'shivas yam, kol ha'ezich yeshu basukas. So the Gemara says, the pasuk seems to be talking about the making a sukkah that's owned b'shutfas by all of Klal Yisrael. Kol ha'ezich b'sol yeshu basukas. Everybody's going to sit in the same sukkah. Mestama b'zach hazeh. How can you have millions of people sitting in the sukkah at the same time? It's physically impossible. It means b'zach hazeh. So Rashi says, if you have millions of Jews in the world Jewish population, it's not shaykh that each one should have a shavar puta's worth ownership in the sukkah. Each one's going to have less than a shavar puta. What is the sukkah made from? Gold. I don't think you need shalachem on the walls. You need shalachem on the schach. Schach can't be made from gold. The walls, you don't need shalachem. The sukkah is the schach. So Rashi is consistent. Rashi says, by the esrik shalor, that's no good because ein bodin mamen is not shavar puta. Because it's also banor. And Rashi says, according to the Chachamim who disagree with Rav Lezer, who hold Odom Yetzir Dechabasa B'sikosu Shal Chaveiroi, and they prove it from the Pasuk, Kol Ezrich Usol Yeshe Basukas, Ru'uyim Kol Yisrael Leshe B'sukah Achas, everybody can sit in one sukkah, B'zach Hazer. And Rashi says, it's not going to be Shavar Pruto unless you're using someone else's. I can't be there. My part of the sukkah is worth a Shavar Pruto. It's going to be Shavar Pruta, but Tziruf, the fact that I'm using someone else's schach, can't be Shavar Pruta. So that's how Rashi holds. Yeah, the Shah, that's good over there. Rashi, Pshat is good by Kedushin. If you Mekadosh and Isha, with the Surah knows any Mekadosh, goes, not Shavar Pruta. Rashi's Pshat is good by the Esrik Shalorlo, because he needs Shalachem, and Rashi holds he needs Shalachem, has to be a Shavar Pruta. For the mitzvah, less than a Shavar Pruta is also shalachem. There's ownership on less than a Shavar Pruta, but it's not called, you need a shir, shalachem. To be out to the mitzvah, that you need shalachem, need a shir, has to be Shavar Pruta. How's Rashi going to read this Gemara? If koidim gmardin, mechara mocha, gdisha mugdash, lacha gmardin, mechara ena mocha, gdisha ena mugdash. Why? So if you hold that isir hanoa, not shalachem, and not shalachem, or ena bishusoi, so you understand. If it's not shaloy and not bishusa, so you can't be magdush and you can't be moicharit. But if the halacha is, it is shaloy and it is bishusa, just that it's not shavar pruta, so why is mechara ena mocha hikdish ena mugdush? How does Rashi read this Gemara? Mechara ena mocha hikdish ena mugdush. Why? So it's the same question according to Rabbi Natan. Taisis, the top taisis on Mamhamed Aleph raises the issue. I feel that the Rabbi Natan de Mefaresh, and they tell you where this Rabbi Natan is. They on the side, on the margin, on the side of the top Taisus on Mem Hem and Aleph. They give you the Taisus in Shas where the Rabbi Natan is. They should have written the Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. It's right over here. They forgot to write our Taisus. They write the Bekiyas. It's in Zvach Medafayin. Yeah, and it's in Sanhedrin Daf Pei. I intend some days going over to Pei Amud Aleph. It's on Pei Amud Aleph there, Rabbi Natan. Yeah, but they should have given over here Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. So they ask according to Rabbi Natan, holds a Shar Niskal is Muta Banua Mechayim. So why does it say Mishenik Madina Mechor Ena Mocher Ikdish Ena Mugdush? Why should that be so? So the Tosfos answers, it doesn't mean the sale is not chal. The sale is chal, and the hegdish is chal. But mechor ena mocha means it doesn't patter the shor from getting the death penalty. Mechor ena mocha, you didn't accomplish anything. It doesn't mean the sale is not chal. The sale is chal, but it doesn't patter the shor. The bezdin is gonna, after gmardin, the bezdin is gonna come anyway to the lekech or to the hegdish, gonna take the behemah. They're going to give it the death penalty because it already had the Gemar Din before. If it would have been Higdisho before the Gemar Din, so then the Hegdish has no right, the Bezn has no right to make a Gemar Din on a Shoshal Hegdish. Or Mechor Lo Adam Acher. before the Gemara Din. So then Bez maybe has no right to make a Gemara Din. But if Nigmar Din first and then Mecharai, so Mecharai Hegdish after the Gemara Din, doesn't mean that the Hegdish is not Chal, the Mechira is not Chal. The Hegdish, the Mechira are Chal, but it doesn't pata the shore from the Einish Misa. So that's apparently what Rashi will also learn the same thing. Mecharai and Mecha means that you haven't accomplished too much. The sale is valid. You can't say if you sell something that's less than the Shavaputa, you say the sale is not valid. There is no such thing. There is ownership on less than the Shavaputa. How do you know there's ownership on less than the Shavaputa? Rav Soloveitchik always used to bring a rife and the Gemara in Perek HaZohar. The Gemara says you can make a kinya chalip and koinim bekli afal pishein bo Shavaputa. So he said if you're going to say that if there were a din, that anything that's less than the Shavaputa there's no ownership on, so how can you use it for kinya chalipin? You have to have, the handkerchief has to belong to you. You have to give the handkerchief to the other person. You have to be makna, the kli. You have to be makna, the nal, to the other person. So you see that even, and it says, kind of be kli, afal pishein b'shavaputa, even though it's not shavaputa. So you see, you don't need a shavaputa to be bailus. You don't need shavaputa to be able to be makna lacherim. So that was the problem, according to Rashi, that the whole chisorin of Yisur HaNoah is not that it's Eina Shaloi, it's not that it's Eina B'shusai, it's just a problem that it's not Shavu Pruto. So why is Mishenig Madino Mechorei Eina Mochik Dish Eina Mugdosh? So the answer is, the Rabbeinu Tam had to give a different shot anyway. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, Rashi behold, like the Rabbeinu Tam, Mechorei Eina Mochik means it doesn't accomplish too much. The Mechira is Chal, but the Shor is still going to get the death penalty. It doesn't patter the shore from the death penalty.
We asked this question earlier this year. We asked the same question on Rashi. How do you just read the Gemara? Because according to Rashi, you shouldn't say something like that.
Oh, Choftes on the base, yeah.
Shouldn't say that. So we answered that Rashi has to be Mechalish.
Rashi has to be Moida, Bachomets, Bepesach. It says Eina B'shusa Shalodim.
So we gave the answer that there's a difference between the Nisrafin and those that the Nikbar. There's a difference between that.
Not so much Nisrafin, there are different kinds of Nisrafin. Oil or Klai Karma also Nisrafin, but there's no din you have to burn it this second. You're not allowed to leave it around the house for too long. That's a din midirabonim. You're not allowed to have non-kosher food around the house. Mishum takola. The children may not know that it's not kosher, and somebody may eat it by mistake. You may forget. You'll eat it by mistake. So that's a din medirabon. But min haTorah, you don't have to burn the oil of Kal Karim immediately. But chametz bePesach is like Avodah Zarah. By Avodah Zarah, there's a din leyidbak biot chamuyum amachem. You're not allowed to have Avodah Zarah in your possession even for a moment. You have to destroy it right away. So chametz bePesach is an isa bal yirah by matzeh. So that's what the Achrayim said. That Rashi has to agree. The Chametz bePesach, the Gemara Lashon Chavtes and Bemeses, is Shnei Dvar Meinu B'Shusa Shalodim. Is he the Eina Shaloi? Meinu B'Shusa. You got to say something. Rashi Shita that it is Shaloi and it is B'Shusa, just that it's not Shavu Pluta. That's by the other Yisuri Hanor, by the Petach Hamor and the Basa B'Cholav and the Orlon Klei Akerim. But Chametz bePesach, you have to say. The Gemara says Eina B'Shusa. You have to say because it's also Lekaimo, right?
Wouldn't transfer that answer would not be able to transfer to that he would also say that a similar thing in our case that he would agree that Inner Shalom by Shor Niskal that he would understand differently how Shor Niskal to be understood because that's not you don't have a deraisa or
you don't have such a thing yeah. You don't have such a thing that you have to dispose of it immediately right.
Assuming like the Devar Abraham that the Yisr Hanah according to Rabbi Nutam is there even the Chaim. So why can't we just answer that he would hold like one of the other shittas that it's Eino Shelo or Eino Bershuso and that's why Makar and Makar. How do we know he needs to hold like Rashi?
The Tosis quotes the question under Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not also Banu HaMechayim. So why does the Gemara say Mechorei Eino Mocher? So he answers this. The Rabbeinu Tam himself answers that. Mechorei Eino Mocher does mean that sale is not valid. Sale is valid. It's just that it didn't accomplish anything. The end result is, at the end of the day, the shor is still going to get the misa. So he says that the words Mechorei Eino Mocher not to be taken literally. Rabbeinu Tam himself says that.
If Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's an Yisr HaNoah Mechayim,
In theory, there should have been an Isana. The Gemara Din creates the Isana, but it only is Noyig B'Poel Mamish L'Maisa when it's called Basar. So Kol Zman it's alive, it's not called Basar. You have to wait till it either dies a natural death, or till you did Skila, or till you did Shchita. When it's no longer alive, then it's called Besorah. But in principle, there is an Isana, Andushar and Iskal, if and when it'll be considered Basar. Not that the Oyser is the Kiyum Oynish Mises Bezna. Oyser is the Gemar Din, but the Yisr is only Noyig, Lamaisa, when it has a Shein Basar. Yeah.
So why do we view it as a successive Anna for the purposes of the Goring?
You got to say, I don't know, that's the Gemar. That's what the Aram says. The Rabbi Nadam has to agree to the Gemar. He's not going to argue with the Gemar. So you have to say that the Oyser is the Gemar Din. So because there's an Oyser here, even though Lamaisa, it's not Noyig yet. So the oyser is enough to create an issue of yetzim and atomei. So the vlad also, the vlad of such a zocher and a keva, the vlad probably will be mutaba noami chayma. The Gemara says it'll be yetzim and aser aser, means after you shecht it, after the vlad will be dead, it'll be aser bana, aser achila baser bana. But it won't be aser mechayim. The father was not aser mechayim. So the vlad can't be worse than the father. Yeah, whoa. Tosis has another topic. We didn't do the Gemara yet. Tosis has another topic here. We have a pasuk happens to be in by Sharan Niskal. It says Vod Bevolov. I don't even think it's by Sharan Niskal. It's by Tam. Tam pays Chatzi Nezik. The Gufa Mord pays Nezik Sholem and Aliyah. So it says Vod Bevolov Lo Yishmerenu. So then it has a din of a Sharan Mord. I don't remember, maybe it is by Misa, I forgot. That's how it says, it's by Misa. Okay, it's not by Nezikin. So, Behuad Bevolov teaches me a din deraisa. It happens to be written here by Shor Tam versus Shor Hamuad. That's why we call it a Shor Hamuad, because the witnesses gave testimony. Behuad Bevolov, the witnesses gave testimony. So, we learn out from that pasuk that you need Kabbalah Seydis Bifnei Baldin. Behuad Bevolov. You need Kabbalah Seydis Bifnei Baldin. What does it mean, Bifnei Baldin? So the Gemara has later in Baba Kama, Agoizel, let's say the father had a business and he died, and the children Aktanim. Father died young, and the children Aktanim. So that's going to be called, and the witnesses come and they testify in the presence of the Aktanim. The Aktanim don't know, they're 3 years old. They don't know what's going on. So the Gemara said, that's not called Hua Bevolov. Even if they're 11 and a half years old, even if they're 12 and a half years old, they're not bar mitzvah yet. Al pidin, a kotten is a la bar da, so that's called Hagodah Seder Shalot Bifnei Baldin. Hagodah Seder Shalot Bifnei Baldin, because the Baldin is not a bar das. Then there's a din, Engo Medina Shalotim Shalot Bifanov. That's not based on Vuhar Bifanov, that's based on a different pasuk. Aram de lefnei hoeda la mishpat. That's in Parshas Masei. Lo yomas haretzeach aram de lefnei hoeda la mishpat. So Rashi writes on the Gemara in Gor Medina Shalodam Shaloi Bifana because of that pasuk. Yeah. So there's a machloikas satanam where the Gor Medina Shal Shor Shaloi Bifana here. Memhei Amid Aleph in the middle of Memhei Amid Aleph. In what calls a pasuk from Shmos Chaf Aleph, that's Parshas Mishpatim. Asher Yitzchak of the Gambol of Yumas. The Gemara learns that that's the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, the first Mishnah that base. Gamisa Abala Kafnis Asher. That's how we establish the din that you need a bezna of 23. You need a bezna of 23 for Sharan Niska. The other 9 dinim are based on Behitzilei that they don't apply, but the bezna of 23 does apply. Gamisa Abala Kafnis Asher. So then the Gemara has a machloikas satanoim. Is it really so? Can this habala kapmi so sure? What about the din engor medina shalodam shaloi befonov? So Rashi says, where is the makor for that din by Adam Gufa? Rashi writes, Bamidbar Lamed Hei. You see the Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom of all the Rashis. The Rashi quotes the pasuk from Maseh, Aram Delefnehu Eidelam Mishpat. That's how you know you can only make the Gmar Din Befonov. There's a big machlokes harishonim in Sanhedrin, and Daf Lamed Aleph, I think. There's a machlokes harishonim quoted by the Shach and Choshen Mishpat, whether the din in Gmar Din Shalom Shlavifonov only applies to din in Nefoshes, or even applies to din in Mamonis. In Choshen Mishpat, they talk about din in Mamonis. Let's say they went to the local Beis Din for din Torah, and the Shaila was too difficult for them to pasken. So the local Beis Din sends a letter to a bigger Talmud Chacham. In a different city, and they write up the whole story, and the other one is going to paskin. So the other one paskin shaloi b'fnei baldin. They read all the letters, they read all the positions, and then they give a psak shaloi b'fnei baldin, or they say no. And gomadina shalodim shaloi b'fnei baldin, even in dina mamanis. So they send the letter to the local bezin, and then the local bezin gives the psak b'fnei baldin. So that's a machlokes. Some hold that Gomer Dina Shalom Shlavifonov only applies to Dina Nefoshes, where the Beis Din is Mechadish Techiv. We assume that by Dina Nefoshes there is no Chiv Misa till the Beis Din. It's like Knas. That it doesn't make sense to pay Knas on your own. Even if you know that Yechayiv Shloshim Shalabed, you know that Yechayiv Anisim Befata Moetz Hashem, it doesn't make sense to pay on your own. It has to be after Gmar Din. If you want to volunteer before Gmar Din, you don't accomplish anything. So the same thing is by Misa. We say that as if the Bezin is Mechadish the Chi of Misa. So maybe that's why half of the Rishonim hold that this Pasuk Aram Delefnei Delam Mishpat only applies, Ein Gomer Dina Shalodim Shalevifonov, only applies to Dina Nefoshes, doesn't apply to Dina Mamonis. And others hold not, even applies to Dina Mamonis. Whenever there's a Din Torah, when you pass on a shayla in Issa Beheter, let's say I come with a shayla on a chicken, whether it's a trefa or not. So the rabbi who paskins isn't really paskining on my chicken, he's paskining in abstract. Such a shayla should come up on a chicken, the din will be that it's mutter or us. Not really paskining on my chicken. But when you have a bezdin is paskining a din Torah, they're paskining on this case. So maybe that's why the din requires in Gomadin Shalodam Shaloi Bifanov, even in Mamanis, according to the half of the Rishon, even in Mamanis, because the case is closed. They're paskening on this case. In Issa Beheta, they're not paskening on the case. The psak is an abstract. So that's a machlokes of Rishonim. But the Nefosh is for sure. The original pasuk is in Masei, Bamid Balamid Ha'arandu Elefnei Dalam Mishpat, in Gomadin Shalodam Shaloi Bifanov. So what about by Shor Aniskal? Also there's a din, and Gomadin Shalshor Shaloi Bifanov. The Gemara said that's a machlokes Hatanaim. Tosis here by Yas, Chav Dalem and Alf. Tosis alludes to that. Machloik and Satanoim. What's the Shaila? So the Gemara says, it's a Machloik and Satanoim. The Chachamim say, Kamisa Abala Chachmisa Shar, Ma Abala Bifnei, Ma Abshar Bifonav. You have to have, the Gemara Din has to be Bifonav. Rab Yankiv holds, and the Tana Rab Yankiv, an unusual name. We're familiar with other Tanaim. This one is hardly ever quoted of Yankiv. Very rare in the Gemara. So Rabbi Yankiv is of the opinion. Bishleim abalam and etayna nino. Just like Eimekabim edus shaloi b'fnei badin v'hu abevolov. So the Gemara says later in Hagoyzel, it's only called kabbalas edus b'fnei badin if the badin is a bardas. If the badin is a katan, is a la bardas, that's called shaloi b'fnei badin. So Rabbi Yankiv holds the same is true regarding engamadinu shalodim shaloi b'fonov. So Ashur is a la bardas. So what do you mean? You need Gemar Din b'fnei Ashur. Ashur doesn't understand b'chal, doesn't understand Yiddish, doesn't understand English, doesn't know what we're talking about. So it doesn't make sense to require. So that's what he says. Bishleim abaylam b'nei tainin is a bardas. So Ashur b'tainahu. It's always called by definition. It's always going to be shalom b'fnei baldin. So you don't need b'fnei baldin. That's a machlokes hatanoim. Is it the Chachamim hold that there's a difference? Apparently. The Gmar Din b'fonav is Hagzeres HaKosuv, whatever. Either because the case is closed, even in Mamonos, or because the Bezin is Mechadish, the Chi of Misa. So it's if when they make the Gmar Din, that's the Tchilas Kiyum HaOinish. That's the beginning of the Oinish of the Bezin when they make the Gmar Din. Because before they make the Gmar Din, there is no Chi of Misa. The Gmar Din is the Gmar Din of the Bezin is the Tchilas HaOinish. So you need Bifnei Baldin. By Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baldin, that's what Der Samech explains. It's a detail within the drisha v'chakira. the Eidim are going. We're going to ask the Eidim. Tell us this story. What happened? He's telling the whole story. Reuben killed Shimon. The whole story. So, oh, he says Reuben borrowed money from Shimon. So, if Reuben will be there, and the Bezdin is going to ask questions to the Eidim, so Reuben will stare them straight in the eye, and he'll say, he'll ask questions that are relevant. Bezdin doesn't know what kind of questions to ask. So that's what the Osamech explains. The din of Kabbalah Seidus Lifnei Baal Din is a detail within the Drisha V'Chakira. Drisha V'Chakira doesn't only require that the witness should tell you Beza Mokam and Beza Zman. You have to ask more questions to try to catch them in a lie to see if they're really telling the truth. So if you're going to have Kabbalah Seidus Lifnei Baal Din, the Eidim can say whatever they want, and the Bezdin doesn't know if they're lying or not. But if the Baal Din, the one against whom they're testifying, is going to be there, and he's going to say, oh yeah? And how can it be that I crashed into the guy's car, but it was on the left side of the street, my side of the street, the car has the wheel, the steering wheel is on the right side, left side, he can catch him in a lie, because he was there. The Baal Din was there, he knows what the story was. That's what the Dar Samech explained. There's a Gemara later in HaGoizel, where the Gemara says, Adin HaShemishpat, that you're not allowed to be Mekabel Eidus Shloi Bifnei Baal Din unless it's a big Shas Adchak. Let's say the Eidim are going to, they're taking off tonight. They're going to Medina Sayyam. They're taking off. They're not going to be back for years. So, and they can't get to Baal Din. The Baal Din is sleeping now. So if you can't get to Baal Din, and the Eidim are taking off, so you can't be Mekabel Eidus. So the Gemara says, if the Eidim are Cholim, the Eidim are going to die soon. So we can't wait till next week to be Mekabel Eidus. So the Eidim are going to Medina Sayyam. Cholim ahocham lemedina sayam. Then, if it's a big shas atak, then you make it. You can be kabbal edish lebifnei badin. So the Rishonim ask, what kind of business? Rashi asks, what kind of business? Din deraisa, based on a pasuk, luad bevolov. So why are you make it b'shas atak? Shas atak is a din. If you have a din derabbanon, so shas atak kidi yevid dami. But the yevid on the level of deraisa, you don't have a difference between lachatchil and b'di yevid. If it's no good lachatchil, it's no good b'di yevid. And dinim derabban, and sometimes yahatchila, you should have done it like this, and medievet is good without that also. And the level of deraisa, you don't have it. Mitzvahs you have, but in other dinim, you don't have a chilek din lachatchila and medievet. So how can you have a din that b'shas hatchak it's mutter, shas hatchak you're allowed lachatchila, well, usually is only good medievet. Shas hatchak medievet dummy, that's the clown. But why should it be good? The Rashi asks, why should it be mutter b'shas hatchak to be mekabelated to love if nebabin? So the Yosamech has an essay. In the Sefer on the Rama, he explains why. He says, on the level of the Raisa that you need Kabbalah Seidus, Bifnei Baldin, a real din der Raisa, so Bishas Hatrake not Nekel. But in a certain point, the Gemara says, Ben HaTorah, Dvar Torah, Dini Mamanis, Nid Rishu V'Chakira. But with the Rabbana, they did away with the need for Rishu V'Chakira. So once they did away with the need for Rishu V'Chakira, so you don't need Kabbalah Seidus, Bifnei Baldin either. But then they reinstituted it mid the Rabbana. Even though you don't need the rest of the Drisha V'Chakira, but this aspect of Drisha V'Chakira you do need. That's why it's only called Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baal Din if the Baal Din is a Gadol, he's a Bartaina. If he's a child, a Katna, a Barda, so it's not called Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baal Din. The whole word is, if the Baal Din is a Bardas, so that'll enhance the Drisha V'Chakira. He'll know what kind of questions to ask and to try to encourage the Bezin. Ask him about this, ask him about that. He was there. When the story happened, he's the Baal Din. He'll know what to ask. The Bezim won't even realize what he's supposed to ask. They weren't there. They don't know the story. So that's what the Or Samech says, that once the Chachamim did away with the need for Drish V'Chakira, and did Imamunus and Memela, the need for Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baal Din should have also fallen away. So we know that they reinstituted it mid the Rabbanon. So this reinstituting mid the Rabbanon, if it's a Shas HaTrak, then you make it. There's a discussion of Choshe Mishpat Taka. Usually, when we make up B'Shas HaTchak, we say Shas HaTchak Kedi Eved Dami. Whatever is Muta B'di Eved, so if it's Shas HaTchak, we even make a L'Chatchila. Many of our Moshe Feinstein's Chuvas are based on that. That in America, a lot of things are Shas HaTchak. The people are just not going to observe it, so we allow L'Chatchila, what usually is only acceptable B'di Eved. Do you ever have a case where B'Shas HaTchak is Muta? And Shaloi B'Shas HaTchak, even B'di Eved, it's no good. Can there be such a thing? That Shas HaTchak is a better heter than B'di Eved. If it's not even good B'di Eved, how can it be good L'chatchila B'Shas HaTchak? So once in a while you have, on the level of the rice, it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. Once in a long while you have such a din. So this is one of the cases. The Choshe Mishpat, but I think the psak is, Kabbalah says, if there's no Shas HaTchak, And Yom Kippur Eidish Lebifnei Baldin, even B'dieved it's no good. But B'shas HaTchak we allow Kabbalah Eidish Lebifnei Baldin. Yeah, I don't have too many cases like that in Shulchan Aruch. There's one rare case. Then you have another rare case. You have another rare case. Let's say two people ate together, two people ate bread together. So we say, Shnaim Shachlu, they can't bench Mezumin. It's not even a Rishus to bench Mezumin. And we don't, and Minatari don't allow Shemei Kohenim benching. So Shnaim Shachlu, Mitzvah Lecholik, each one should bench on his own. So if one of them knows how to bench, the other one does not a bench, Sefer Abur, so the Gemara says in the first daf in Shlosh Shachlu, Sefer Mavarach Abur Yetzah Bibachosa. If it's a big Shas HaTchak, that one of them doesn't know how to bench, he doesn't know how to read Hebrew, so we revert back to the din there, right? So that you do allow Shemei HaKoyin. The whole din that you don't allow Shemei HaKoyin by benching is only with the Rabbanon, and if it's a Shas HaTchak, you go back. So what if the both of them are Bikiyim? They both know how to bench, and the din is they were both supposed to bench on their own, and they didn't. And one of them said the bench, and the other one just said Amen. He wanted to be Yotze with Shemei HaKoyin. So would you say the B'dieved is good? So there, that's in Shulchan Aruch. That's a machlokes. Some say even b'dieved it's no good. So if it's no good b'dieved, how can it be good l'chatchila b'shas hatchak? That's these two are unusual cases. There aren't too many more cases like that in Shulchan Aruch. That something is mutter l'chatchila b'shas hatchak, and if shaloi b'shas hatchak, even b'dieved it's not acceptable. So how can it be mutter l'chatchila b'shas hatchak?
Didn't by the Eidim that it's mutter b'shas hatchak that unleavened zerubbanan?
No, the Rashi asked the kasha, it doesn't make sense. He doesn't have an answer. So the Osameach gives this answer. He says, on the level of the Raisa, Kabbalah Seidus, Befnei Baldin is Me'akev. It's not Chal B'dieved. But once they did away with the need for Drisha V'chakir, the Imamidus and the Mele, they did away with the need for Befnei Baldin. Because HaKabbalah Seidus, Befnei Baldin is the detail within Drisha V'chakir. But then they reinstituted it mid the Rabban. So he says, the whole need for Drisha V'chakir the whole need for Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baldin Bismanazeh is only Midir Rabbanah. They reinstituted it Midir Rabbanah. So therefore there's room to make of B'shas HaTchak. But on the level of the Raisa, before they did away with the need for Drisha V'chakira, the din is even B'shas HaTchak, it can't be Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baldin. A din is a din. The Rashba is right. Rashba said, how can you be Mekel? It's a Pasuk and Chumash. They're just, we kids to review, there are two dinim. There's a din Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Baldin, that's based on the pasuk v'uad bivolov. Then there's another din gemar din b'fnei baldin. So the gemara memhei has that. And gemar din shalodim shalavifam. That's based on the pasuk and masay. Rashi name it aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. Aram de l'fnei ho'edola mishpot. So by Kabbalah say this b'fnei baldin. The gemara said b'feirish later and hagoizel. And if the baldin is a cut, then it's called shalavifam. By the gemar din shalavifam. That's machlek zabiyankev and achachomim. But the gemar din shalshor. Shalai Bifanov. We pass an engamadina like the Rabban of the Rabbi Yankin. Engamadina Shashar Shalai Bifanov. You don't require that the person should be a bardas. Just like the Shor doesn't have Seichel. So the Gemadin by the Shor that is Chaim Mesa has to be Bifnei Ashor, even though the Shor is a la bardas. By Kabbalah Seidus, that's the word. That the Baldin, Engamadina Eid, Shalai Bifnei Baldin. Because that's a chelik of the drisha v'chakira. So if the baldin is not a badas, he don't accomplish anything. But by the gmardin, we assume he doesn't have to be a badas. Rabbi Yankov holds like that. If the baldin is a shor, then you can make the gmardin and shalai b'fonav. If he's a la badas, it's called shalai b'fonav anyway. Even if he is there, it's called shalai b'fonav. So you don't gain anything by having the baldin gmardin b'fonav. And we don't pass like that. We pass gmardin b'fonav is a din. Either because the case is closed or because it's a trilas kiyam ha'enish, nafkamina, where the mamanists need the gemar din b'fonav. Okay, one of these days we have to start reading the Tosfos inside to see what they say. So we just discussed a few topics in the Tosfos. Okay, tomorrow is another day. Yeah?
What we discussed in Shul today was if a Hara Haniskot gets impregnated after she's already Chayav Misa. Right?